welcome you here this morning. We're so glad that you've chosen to come to worship with us. We're glad to have those of you who are visiting for the special baptismal service. It's always good to be in the Lord's house. And I know Mr. Leonard will say some more about it, but remember Thursday night, Maundy Thursday service, and also sunrise next week. I hope we have a prettiest day as we do today. And breakfast afterwards. Invite your friends and neighbors. Now, try to get here by 6:45. You know, it's sort of unnerving to be standing there and when do I start? And I see people coming over the hill, and I think, well, they're coming for the sunrise service, but how much longer can I wait, you know, before I start? The eggs and the biscuits are getting cold. And I hear stomachs rumbling. So try to be here by 6:45. All right. Whether you're in the service in public, or whether you're out in the parking lot, or whether you're listening later on the website, we're glad that you've chosen to be with us. May we pray. Lord, it's good to be in your house. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for Jesus, who truly on the cross helped us to see the light, roll our burdens away, give us eternal life. Thank you for all who've gathered, all who are listening. May the Spirit of the living God speak to each heart. We love you today, Lord, and we thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning. It's good to see you all this morning on this Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, and we're so glad to see you. As we do each month, first of each month, we recognize the birthdays and the anniversaries, and for the month of April, I'd like to do that now, if I may. Before we start our service today, I want to recognize the birthdays and anniversaries for April. The birthdays: Shelby Barbie, April the 19th. Ricky Edwards, April the 21st. Charlene Harville, April the 22nd. Axel Louder, April 24th. And Jason Linker, April the 28th. So have I missed anyone? All right, if someone will give me a key that I can hit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Have two anniversaries for the month of April: Jim and Janice Hopkins, and Tim and Diane Smith. And we give them a round of applause. All right. Okay, I'm going to, as we do every Sunday, and we have what I call the hymn sing, and it's a hymn of the church. So it's a hymn part of, I write out of the hymnal, and you can take your hymnals and turn to page 149. Or you can watch on the wall, and we have it ever up on the wall. But as we stand and sing Blessed Redeemer, as I said, this is Palm Sunday. Let's all stand together. Blessed Redeemer, all three verses, please.
Calvary's mine.
one said amen. Now welcome someone, if you would please, this morning. We do want to take this opportunity to welcome all our visitors this morning. You are indeed welcome. I know we have a lot of the visitors from Adlin's family this morning, with the Hartzell family and also the Linker family. We welcome all of you this morning as our special guests at Barbie's Grove. Something special must be going on, huh? You think? Boy, that sure is. I see you smiling there. We're so proud of you. We're proud of you. We'll talk a little bit more about the baptism later on as we go through, but the baptism service is going to be a very important part of our services today. But I have some other announcements I'd like to share with you at this time, if I could, please. First, I have a thank you card I want to share with you. It says, "Dear church family, thank you for allowing me to come and present to you all about the ministry of the PRC and for the generous gift the church sent. You all are such an encouragement, and I truly enjoy being with you. Yours in Christ, Gina Russell, Executive Director of Pregnancy Resource Center in Stanley County." And thank you all. You did a wonderful, wonderful job there. All right, on announcements, Pastor's already alluded, Thursday, that's Maundy Thursday, we will be here. We'll have communion, and we'll do that then on a Thursday as a rest. So Wednesday services will be transferred over to part of Thursday as well. So you come. We'll have Bible study here as well as the communion services here. So be here. I also got one special, another announcement here. The flowers here in front here this morning was placed here in honor of McCord and Jeanette Barbie. And they were placed by the family, Wes, Angie, Michael, and Chris. So beautiful flowers there. And they're made from, they're fresh flowers. And Angie, they're all made by hand. Everything's there. And boy, it looks like you all took a lot of time, because they're special people indeed. So let's give them a hand this morning. God bless. Pardon and Jeanette. All right. All right, other announcements I want to share. This Golden Agers, we're going to have a lunch coming up here. We're going to have a lunch of fried chicken, and we'll have that. Then that will be Thursday, April the 27th. So please be here, and we're going to go. When I say fried chicken, we're going to have more than that, though, right, Brenda? We're going to have pork chops, right? Anyway, we're going up to the restaurant in Denton, the classic family restaurant in Denton. And so sign up, please, so we'll know how many is going. Please, we need to know that. So everybody, all Golden Agers are welcome. And don't be ashamed to admit you're a Golden Ager. I used to not admit to it either. Now I figure I are one. And I'm proud of it. And so if you're 55 or older, and heck, we'll take you 45 if you want to do that. But come and be with us. We'd love to have you if you can. Be with us, the Golden Ager. So, and we, Brenda, I thank you for helping put this together. Annie Armstrong, we are continuing on this month, the month of April, for donations for Annie Armstrong. You're all doing great. We've got a great start going, so let's keep it up. We do have a goal of $1,500, so let's keep that up, okay? Sign-up sheet for the choir. As you know, we haven't had a choir. COVID took that away. And I think COVID took a lot of things away, and I don't want to get on that orange crate this morning. If I did that, I'd be here a while, and I'd get in the front pastor's message and all that stuff. But we don't need to let COVID be the victor, and I tell you that right now. So we want to get our choir going again, but we got to know if you're interested and you want to do it, because it takes work. It takes time. It takes commitment. If you want a good choir, you have to have rehearsal, and you have to have commitment. So I'll leave it up to you. We'll sign up on the choir. Otherwise, we'll continue like we're going. We have a praise team that we put together here, and so we have music. We'll have music, I can promise you that. But it's up to you as to what type we do. So we'll set that up. Quarterly conference will be April the 16th. So I believe that's all the announcements I have. Did I miss anything? Jeff, do you have anything you want?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. I didn't know we've had something. Okay. Well, that's all I have. Does anyone have any others? Okay. Let's go now to our prayer request. I've had several already given to me this morning, a prayer request. And let's continue to remember this morning as we go to prayer, let's remember Jeff Kay and his mother. She's failed and broke her hip again. And so let's remember her and they're having some difficult time with her. So let's remember Jeff K's mom. Let's remember Kenny, brother. Next week, I guess, Kenny is your procedure. Be the 11th, yeah, okay. And he's still carrying around a stone, I guess, right, Kenny? We hope not, but
who knows?
Who knows? I mean, you know. We pray the Lord. The Lord's going to be taking care of you. I'm glad to see you in no pain. That's the main thing, and I know the family is as well. Let's remember the Laurent family. They lost a loved one, a young child, to an automobile accident. Let's remember that. Laurent, I hope I spelled it L-A-U-R-R-A-N-T. I don't know, Brother Tony, if I got that right or not, but I hope I did. Let's remember that family as well. Are there other prayer requests this morning? Yes, Robert.
The family of Ricky Mabry.
Ricky Mabry?
Yeah. And the family of Mike Harris.
Okay. Mike Harris?
Yes. And also be in prayer for Lois Blaylock. She fell at Brother Fifth at the Taylor House.
Oh, my goodness. All right, are there others? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we are thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for the blessings of today. And yes, Lord, we want to say right now, Lord, we appreciate this time of the year, which we can remember, Lord, a time that in our mind, in our memories, Lord, that you gave your life on the cross for us. This being Palm Sunday, as you entered into the city triumphantly, but not exactly the way that people wanted you to be. But Lord, we know that you're preparing for a time where you could die on that rugged cross. We thank you, Lord, for your love this morning. We thank you, Lord, for prayer that we can pray to you this morning and say thank you. And before, Lord, I ask you for anything, I will say thank you. Thank you for that blessed event on the cross. Now, Lord, as we think about those that are in need here, we've had several that's asked for prayer requests this morning. We want to continue to remember Jeff K's mom as she is dealing with broken bones and then, Lord, with dementia as well. We pray for Brother Kenny, Lord, as he goes in on the 11th for his procedure. We pray, Lord, for healing for Kenny's body. And then, Lord, for those who've lost loved ones, the Laurent family, the Ricky Mabry family, Mike Harris. And then, Lord, we pray for Ms. Dolores Blaylock, who has also fallen. We know, Lord, that prayer changes things. We believe in prayer. And we thank you, Lord, for your healings. And, Lord, we know that nothing is impossible with you. And now as we turn our attention to the remainder of the service today, Lord, we pray, Lord, for Kathy as she comes, Lord, and brings our young children up for song. Pray for our pastor and lift him up as he comes and present the message. And then, Lord, as we think ahead to the beautiful event, we pray, Lord, for Adlin and for the entire family, Lord, as we recognize, Lord, baptism and what it means to her and her life. And we thank you for her as our newest sister. And now, Lord, as we go forward with the balance of this service, we'll thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. And Lord, we do come humbly and make this prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we're going to just sing I love this Easter song. It's for our song of praise this morning. And we're going to sing this one together, Were You There? And it's a beautiful, beautiful song to remind us of Easter. Page 156. 156. We're going to sing all four verses of Were You There? thank you. You may be seated. Miss Kathy has asked, and as a matter of fact, we're so glad that we're able to do this. Miss Kathy, if you're going to come bring our young children, our youth this morning, and they're going to present some songs for you. So, Miss Kathy, it's up to you.
Please pray for us and joy. It's all about Jesus. All about Jesus is the first message. If I could just remind you, all about Jesus.
I hope you'll bring them back in time for the baptism. Thank you for the kids singing. You know, they never would let me sing with the kids at West Albemarle for some reason.
We all know that reason.
Yeah, we all know that reason. Okay. You know, in a few minutes, we'll be having a baptismal service. What's it all about? Somebody might say, well, it's something we always do. Somebody might say, well, it's a gateway to church membership. Somebody might say, well, it's one of the ordinances of the church, along with the Lord's Supper or communion. What's the Bible say about baptism? I want us to look at two or three things in the Bible that tell us something about baptism. And we'll start with Matthew 28. And then we'll look over in Acts 2. Jesus, you know, is in Matthew 28, at the very end, is giving his disciples instruction about what they're to do after he goes back to heaven. And in verse 19, he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit. So Jesus gives the instruction to baptize. Now, when you look over in Acts 2, you remember Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, and the disciples shared, and the crowds were so stirred, they come to Peter in verse 37 of Acts 2. "When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said unto them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" First thing that baptism is an act of obedience. Amen. Jesus told us to do it. Peter got the message, and so Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he said to those folks, "You folks need to be baptized as a sign of your repentance from sin and a sign of your turning to Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior." So anyone that goes through the ordinance of baptism is obeying what the Lord said to do. Now I realize that back in the Middle Ages, there were some baptisms that were done at the at sword point. "You like to be a Christian? Let's baptize you. We're going to take your head off if you don't." "Well, I believe I'll be a Christian. Go ahead and baptize me." And that's foolish. That's from ignorance. Real baptism is first an act of obedience to what Jesus told us to do. When we believe in Jesus, the next step is baptism. And for somebody to say, "Well, you know, I want to be a Christian, but I don't want to be baptized," is to say, first of all, no to Jesus. That's what Jesus said, be baptized. Secondly, turn with me over to the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Verses 32 and 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Baptism is an open declaration of our faith in Jesus. Jesus said, confess me before men. To go through the baptismal waters is to say to you folks and to everybody that hears, I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It's an open, visual demonstration for the world to see, I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now, it's not been quite 70 years, but almost since I was baptized, but I can still remember it. And for some reason, I don't know, they didn't even take me any dry clothes to put on. I remember coming out of the church and going out, and my dad did not come to the service, but he came to get us. And of course, back in those days, y'all had those plastic seat covers, so it didn't make any difference if I was wet when I sat down in the back of the car. But I still remember it because it was such an important declaration of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus says, if you confess me before men, I confess you before my Heavenly Father. In other words, one of these days when we come to the end of the life and we stand before the judge of all ages, Jesus said, he's one of mine. She's one of mine. They confess me before men. They confess that I was their Lord and their Savior. And because of that, Father, let them into our heaven. Let them into that place that I prepared for them. It's an open confession of our faith. A visual demonstration that says, I've received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Now let's look at another scripture, Colossians 2. Of course, you know I could say a whole lot more about any one of these, but Colossians 2, verse 12. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision, looking now back at verse 12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through faith in the operation of God, which has raised him from the dead. It says we are buried with him in baptism. We identify with the cross. We've been singing about the cross. We've talked about the cross. Sunday school lesson was about the cross. In our baptism, we identify with the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. We identify as, and it's a visual picture. It's a visual picture. You won't have to turn there, but in Romans 6, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For if he that is dead is freed from sin, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. He says it's an outward symbol of an inward reality. Now, folks, this is the key point. When a person comes to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, something happens on the inside. Your inner man, your spirit, is born again. And you become a new person. You become different. You become a child of God. Now, Our outward appearance may not change. I mean, if we were young, we're young. If we're older, we're older. If we're pretty, we're still pretty. If we're not so pretty, we're not so pretty. The outward person doesn't change. But the inner person changes. And that's what Paul is wanting us to understand, that when we become a believer in Jesus Christ, that inner change takes place that makes all the difference in the world. Now, I realize that a person can be baptized multiple times without a real inner change taking place, and they're just wet. But to really accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior makes something new and different. Think back to the Garden of Eden. It says, God formed man out of the dust of the earth. And then God breathed into man the breath of life. And it's more than just giving us physical life. God breathed into man something of himself. God breathed into man divinity, the nature of God. I mean, after all, you think about what God said to Adam. He said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue. You ever stop to think? It says Adam named all the animals. Now, how many animals are there? I'm not smart enough to name them all. He had to have something about his very being that was, I started to say supernatural, but really it was God natural. There was something about Adam, because he had the presence of God living within him, that made him intelligent enough, wise enough to handle the naming of all the animals and everything else that God called upon him to do in the Garden of Eden. But there came a day when sin entered and Adam died, not physically, because he lived another hundreds and hundreds of years, but he died spiritually. That presence of God went out of him. He lost that inner presence of God. But when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we get it back. That's the whole point of Day of Pentecost. We have something that the unbelievers don't have. And it's not just something, it's someone. We have living within us the very presence of God. We have living within us Almighty God. The Bible says if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to him. So to have Christ, the Bible also says if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation or a new creature, depending on the translation. Christ in us, the Bible says, is the hope of glory. Baptism reminds us that when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he comes to live within us. And that makes all the difference in the world. We are different. We ought to be different. Paul says we have the mind of Christ. You say, are you kidding, preacher? I didn't say it. The Bible said it. That the supernatural mind of Christ is ours. Now, just like with our physical minds, we develop. You know, newborn baby, doesn't speak Greek, Hebrew, Latin, English, and everything else, that baby's got to develop. And when we're born again, we don't suddenly become super spiritual. We don't become the Apostle Paul, but we can develop. We can grow. We can become more like Jesus. And baptism is a reminder of the awesome, 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 awesome fact that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become new. We become fresh. We become like unto our Savior. It's not to be entered into lightly, but it's also joyfully. Baptism reminds us of who we are in Christ. Just bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment. If there's anyone here that's never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you'd like to do that, would you just step out down the aisle and come down, and I'll meet you here. Those of you that are Christians, think back to that moment of your baptism. You may have been a little child like me, like I was. You may have been the only one, or there may have been several. Think back of how thrilled you were. Think about what Jesus means to you. Thank the Lord for his presence in your life right now. You may not feel like you have the mind of Christ, but thank the Lord that you do. Thank the Lord that you're not the old sinner that you once were, but now you're a child of God. Thank Jesus for loving you so much that he died on the cross for you. Oh, Father, we do thank you. We do thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Leonard's going to come and lead you in a song while I go get ready to this baptismal service.
All right, if you would please turn to page 447, Trust and Obey. You may remain seated, and still the words will be on the board, and we'll sing this song together, Trust and Obey, 447, all verses. Thank you.
You know, the Lord is concerned about every individual. Philip was in the middle of a revival. The Lord said, I want you to go down to the road to Gaza. Got an assignment for you. And as they went down the road to Gaza, he saw a chariot and he ran and walked beside of it. The guy was reading from the book of Isaiah. Philip asked him, said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, don't get it. Can you explain it? And the scripture says, Philip got in that chariot and he began to talk to that Ethiopian eunuch about Jesus. And I imagine he was in Isaiah 53, where he talks about wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. And they came to a certain point, and there was some water over beside of the road. And the Ethiopian says to Philip, what keeps me from being baptized? And he says, if you believe in Jesus with all your heart, you can be baptized. And said, Philip baptized him, and he went on his way rejoicing because of what he had come to know, and he had a Savior named Jesus. Jesus, you want to follow him all your days of your life, and you're professing him, your faith in him as your Lord and your Savior. Because you profess your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I come now to baptize you, my sister, Miss Adeline Hartzell, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bible says a little child shall lead them. Do you know somebody that needs Jesus? Greatest Easter gift you can give would not be a bunny or a chocolate egg or something else, but it would be to give them Jesus. Amen. Give them Jesus. Would you stand for our benediction? May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. May you have a blessed week in the name of Jesus.